Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Mel Gedroych, and this is my electric adventure. This podcast from Tortoise, what's it all about? Well, it's about how our lives are going to be changed by the electric car revolution. And in each episode, I get to test a different EV, as we're calling them, electric vehicle, with my co-driver. He knows a lot more about it than I do. Don't tell him that. Giles Whittell. So Giles brings it to my house, which is very spoiling, and then we head out on a drive with our boffin in the back to put it through its paces and meet some fellow EV drivers along the way. Now, I never know what the big G is going to turn up in. It's very exciting. Let's see what he's got for me today. That is enormous. Giles is wearing a special cap. Guys, you just need to know that before he gets out of the car. I think it's because he's in a very, very snazzy car. Morning, G-dubs.
Morning,
Mel. Alvin.
Morning, morning, morning.
The chipmunks are ready for you. G, come on, bring it in. I was saying, oh, hello, G's got a hat on. What the hell's going on? Is it because of the level of snazziness of the car? My hat says G-dub.
And it doesn't just say G-dub, but I think it's kind of designed a little bit. You know, for me as basically a sub-editor, the cap D, I like that. And the spelling, you know.
It's embroidered.
Yeah.
That's the correct spelling. D-U-B-Z, of course. Oh, that is so good, G-dubs. Right, that's a permanent fixture.
You can try it on if you like.
I don't look very good in these peaked hats. That is such a snazzy car.
Today,
yeah,
we are driving a Genesis electrified GV70 Sport. And Alvin has explained to me that the electrified means that it was a greasy car and it had its internal combustion guts taken out and electric motors put in. In other words, it wasn't designed from the ground up as an electric car.
Interesting.
So maybe that makes it a bit more car-y for you.
Yeah.
There's lots of room in the boot.
Is there? Is it frunk or boot?
Alvin, have we got
boots? I don't know, it doesn't actually. I don't think it does. Oh, actually, do you know what? That's a good question.
I think we should have a look.
We can have a look and find out.
Let's go.
I wouldn't say it's a frunk. What I would say is more of a small little stowage compartment for a couple of cables or safety kits and other bits.
That's fishing tackle size. That's for bait.
Can we lift this up? I really want to see the motor.
You can't. So this is all attached in.
Actually, gang, now we're here under the bonnet, so with an EV, do you have to put any water in? No water.
No, so you have like your washer fluid,
yeah,
and your brake coolant and that's,
yeah,
it.
Oil?
No, because all the oil is there to lubricate your engine, which this does not have.
That's a shame.
So no dipstick.
I see that for me. I just remember my dad with his dipstick and his oily cloth. I remember. I mean, isn't it? It's such a part of being a car owner, a dipstick.
The phrase opportunity cost comes to mind.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, change is change.
Change is change.
What there is this a two-motor?
This is a dual-motor, yes. Yeah,
so over the rear axle and over the front axle, a socking great electric motor.
Mm.
She doesn't sound that excited.
I don't know. I mean, no, it's lovely. It's neat. It's wiped down. I could get a spray and a cloth and just come and do some spring cleaning very easily. But it doesn't have the grease and the nuts and the smell and the rags.
I think that's the point, though, isn't it? Is that it doesn't have all of that?
Oh, yeah. I know.
but don't we miss that? I slightly do.
I definitely
do. All right, be honest. How much time do you actually spend with the oil and the grease and the rags?
Nothing at all. Absolutely, I've never lifted a bonnet in my life.
But you pay someone else to do it, and whereas here, you don't have to.
Let's get in. We haven't remarked for the listeners about the paint job. Mel, what do you make of it?
It's sort of gunmetal, isn't it? I like it. Armadillo gunmetal.
So it's a matte paint.
Yeah, I like matte.
Yeah, so basically not shiny. And it's actually matte paint as well. It's not a wrap, which you'll find a lot of cars, they tend to like wrap them, similar to like how you wrap a Christmas present, to change the colour. But this is actually matte paint.
But did you know that that's what they do with other cars nowadays? It's like a big sticker, you said?
Yeah, it's like a massive sticker.
And I think that's why he wasn't so worried about the Tesla when we scratched it with the sticks.
Oh, because you can just rewrap it.
I definitely wouldn't, but no, I was definitely worried a little bit, but it was all superficial, all came out. Tesla is fine.
So we do this thing at Easter. We buy these egg wraps and we put a plastic sheath over the egg,
yep.
Put them in boiling water, and it shrinks.
Yeah, it's exactly the same.
So it's shrink wrap. That's cheap. Yeah.
Not on this one. No.
But that's cheap. I'm sorry. That's a bit tack, isn't
but it's,
it?
But it's the cheapest way to be able to change the colour. So to be able to change the look and colour of your car, rather than having to repaint it, you can basically just wrap it. And the good thing with that is then you can just keep changing it as you want to. So if you want to have your car matte black, or you'll see some people... I've seen a couple of cars wrapped in suede. Not very practical for the UK weather, but you can get suede wrap cars.
That's hilarious. How do you shrink wrap suede?
I don't know.
No, that's amazing.
It's probably vegan suede, isn't it?
It's bound to be. That's good. I like a matte finish. Should we get in? I feel so scruffy in this car. Do you, Jazz?
You actually look great. I like your Norwegian jumper.
Thanks, matey. It's very old.
I definitely feel underdressed because I always am.
No, you look nice. You look lovely.
Well, apart from my hat.
No, the hat is the pinnacle.
Yeah.
Let's go. I don't know how to start it.
I challenge you to start it. Hey, okay. I can see a button.
Okay, this is episode 6 of this podcast. I should know how to start an EV by now. I'm seeing a button saying boost. I'm seeing one saying mode, auto hold, menu, back, home, terrain, push, hold, P. Nothing. EV start, stop. Thank you. I'm just going to accelerate and see what happens. No, nothing. We're locked. Parked. Look, stop chuckling, you.
Sorry. Yeah, I have had a bit of a intro. This big sort of dial.
Yeah.
It's all specially knurled so that it feels nice to to rotate. So try a bit of rotation.
I like knurled.
Didn't you learn that in...
Knurled.
In design technology?
What is knurling? What?
Knurling is making this nice roughened texture on the metal.
It's lovely, isn't it?
So, well, the car's not actually on yet, though.
Oh,
so
is it?
So if you put your foot on the brake and then push and hold the EV start-stop button...
Okay.
And then you'll see everything. There you go. Now everything's come to life.
Oh, look. It's very relaxing in this car.
It is, isn't it? You could have a mid-morning snooze.
It's very relaxing. It's very Miami, isn't it? Oh, those are the windscreen wipers. Lovely. Now, hang on, there's a driving instructor up ahead. I can't embarrass myself. Let's wait. Let's let them go first. Come on! Why is it not going?
You have to put it into drive, Mel. So
okay.
If you now turn the...
A bit further.
Okay.
There you go.
That's a nice... Oh, we haven't had that noise before.
So, again, much like the Audi that you had on episode 1, it's an electronic synthesised noise in the car. There's actually three noises you can pick from. So at the moment it's set to, I think it's futuristic.
Nice.
I think that the thing that I also like as well is you can actually determine how loud or soft you want the noise. There is also an S engine noise, so it replicates a sports engine for those people that miss the engine sound.
Gee, we'll have to put you into sport.
And then there's an E motor engine sound as well.
Oh, I quite like this. It's sort of,
yeah, futuristic.
Ooh. It's slightly sort of ghostly. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of electric ghost. Ooh.
Yeah.
It could almost be an electric wind. whistling through the forests of the future.
Electric wind. Is that what we should have called this series?
Guys, it's quite a big beast. I don't know where I am in the road. I feel I'm covering all the lanes.
I hope you know where you're going, because I'm failing to make my sat-nav work without talking to us.
OK. I'm just sort of tootling along. Bit of traffic, but this is fine. I tell you why the traffic builds up down here a lot. There's a shop with naughty accessories in it, and everyone slows down to have a look at the naughty nurses.
Is this our equivalent of the A40 stint where we ask Alvin to tell us exactly what we're driving?
Yeah.
Yeah, go on, Alvin.
Right, so you are in an electrified Genesis GV70. Sport. There's only one variant as well, so it's the only variant or model in the electrified GV70 range.
You're in it too, Alvin.
I am in it as well, actually. Yeah.
Do you love this car, Alvin?
Do you know what? I really did. The Genesis brand and the way that they've come to market is very different to traditional car manufacturers. So even the way they do car launches is also very different.
Is it Linda Lusardi draped over the bonnet?
No, it's better.
Wow.
All right.
So I was very fortunate to go to the launch of the Genesis GV60.
Were you invited, Alvin, or did you crash?
I definitely crashed. No, I was invited. And the Genesis GV60 launch was in Germany. And the long and short of it is, so I went there, saw the car.
Yeah.
I went to sleep and I woke up. And Ben, so my room was on the 10th floor, to give you a bit of a vision. So I'm not on the ground floor, I'm on the 10th floor of a hotel.
Right.
And I wake up in the morning and the car that I am test driving, which is the electrified GV60, was on my balcony charging. On the 10th floor of, yep.
So
I woke up in the morning, literally went into my balcony, jumped in the car, drove it into the car lift, took me 10 floors down, and then... Yeah.
Hang on, how did you get from the balcony into the car lift?
So the car lift is actually on the balcony as well.
So it's like, you know, window cleaners do very tall buildings. Is it something like that that's attached to the side of the building?
It's a balcony
that.
With just some like big lift door in front of it, and you just drive from your balcony into the lift door, and then it just takes you, Alvin, up and down as you need to.
Alvin, had you taken something at the party? Totally honest.
No.
This noise is giving me real sort of Wuthering Heights vibes.
Do you want to turn it off?
No, I like it.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm Kathy on the moors. Ooh, Heathcliff. It's quite sort of very atmospheric. Oh, hello. Oh, yeah, white van. Yeah, think you can take me on? Think again, my friend. It's quite nippy. I just got out of a little...
And you're only in comfort right now, Mel, actually. So if you were to put it into sport... Sorry?
No. Very good
braking. Okay. Yes?
So you see at the thing, you see what it says at the very top, where it says push, and if you flick that down one, no, don't press it in, so press it again, sorry. Now flick it down. Now that's just, you've noticed all your dials have just changed to red. Ooh. And now look at how responsive your accelerator is now.
Wowzers. Oof. I mean, so, I can't get the full benefit because I'm in a 20-mile-an-hour zone. But yes, I did notice there was quite a lot of poke under my right foot on the pedal.
So the one thing on this Genesis that I particularly love, well, actually on quite a few of the Genesis, is it's got a button, which I think you said earlier, called Boost.
Yes.
So as we pass the, and I'll tell you what Boost means afterwards, but as we pass the 70-mile-an-hour mark to get on national speed, I want you to press that and just put your foot down.
Where is Boost?
It's just on the bottom of the steering wheel. And then notice what happens inside. Just press the button and I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay, so we're going through. We've got the go-ahead. We've got the sign for the national speed limit. Oh, my days. Oh.
So, do you remember in Mario Kart when you used to pick up the golden mushroom?
He's the guy with the yellow dungarees.
Yeah, and then, but when you got the mushroom during the race, you used to press it and it used to give you like a short burst of extra speed.
Ah.
That is basically what the boost button is. So when you press the boost button, it gives you 120% power for 10 seconds.
And what's it doing to the old battery in the meanwhile?
So obviously it does use more battery power in order to give you the extra power. But it's such a cool feature to have when you're over. And you can press it in any mode. You don't have to be in sport. But yes, if you were to press it again now, you'll see it count on your dash. It'll count down from 10 seconds.
So it gives you 10 seconds.
Yep.
It's like a popper, basically.
yeah?
Sorry.
Give it a press. There you go.
Ooh.
Now put your foot down.
Ooh. Okay, so we are going into Hestan. We're going into cars. I went into reverse immensely smoothly there. I've got a handle on that knurled.
Yeah.
Sorry, the knurled dial. Now that's badly parked. Yeah. That's
that is incredible.
That's right. I've just come in at a terrible
listeners,
angle.
Dear listeners, we are at a full stop diagonally across the parking space.
I've got this real block with parking, guys. I can do it so beautifully on my own. I can do a keyhole in just seconds. But whenever anyone's watching or is in the car with me, I can't do it. Into neutral.
There you go.
How do we feel? I feel... okay, I'm just going to say this. I feel like I'm punching above my weight. I feel like I don't belong in this car. I mean, I feel it's lovely to be in this car, but I don't feel... I feel a bit intimidated by it.
Interesting.
Because of the white leather.
It's like being in a spa for me.
It is like being in a spa. We should really be in white toweling bathrobes, shouldn't we?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And little slippers.
Little comedy slippers.
Mm.
And we should be about to go and be cupped or...
What does that mean?
They do, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow does it. Right. I've never had it done, but they suck. Have you had it done, Alvin?
I go weekly for my cupping. Every Sunday.
Giles, there's a guy over there, high vis, woolly hat. Looks to me as if he might be fixing one of those charging posts.
Should we go over and talk to him?
Yeah, definitely.
Let's give it a shot.
Come on.
These are the fast chargers at Heston West. This is called Charge Post.
Yeah.
Well, basically, this talks to the car.
Right.
So when you plug your car in,
yeah,
it talks to the car, the handshake, and say, I want this much power, or my battery is this hot.
Yeah.
But then the power comes from those cabinets over there.
Right.
Behind you, in that little box. So that's where the passive, where it says M4, where, what, the wash? And
oh,
the,
those white boxes.
So that's
clean
where
white
the,
boxes.
That's where the power is.
Okay.
This just transfers the power to the car.
Ah, okay. And this looks like it might give you the most almighty electrocution shock if you didn't know what you were doing. Am I right? It just looks incredibly complicated.
I'm going to say yes. So that's why I do what I do.
We were talking earlier, though, about slightly missing what I was saying. I slightly missed the sort of oily, greasy rag, the smell of the petrol, the kind of all that stuff. Mm. Do you find this a bit clean and a bit soulless?
No, that oil gets all over your hands and you've got to wear gloves.
Okay, okay.
But
so
I used to be a mechanic and I didn't like it. I used to get dirty. I used to come home smelling the diesel stuff and it's like, no, I'm not right keen on that. So now I'm electric.
Don't miss it at all?
No.
Isn't that interesting?
It's nice when you go home and nice and clean, you think, oh, it'd be nice.
When you say the power's all over in those white boxes, we're looking over just the far side of the car park.
Yes.
It comes through there from the grid, is that right? Are they transformers or...?
No. So the green box behind those white boxes is where the power comes in.
Yeah.
And then obviously it goes into the cabinet. In there, there's an inverter. And it comes to here. It's DC.
An inverter to make it go from AC to DC?
Yeah. So there's a power module in there. Power modules. So these are 175 kilowatts. So in there, there's three power modules. 30 or 40 or whatever they are.
I'm not going to lie, gang. That has just been... It's been a bit of white noise there. I was just slightly thinking, what am I going
to
cook for tea this afternoon?
I knew you wanted to do some baking.
But I was nodding. I was nodding.
Do you like scones? I like scones.
I love a scone.
Now then, here's a question for you.
Go on.
Which are you, cream or jam?
Listen, both, always cream and jam.
Yeah, but
the point is, do you do Devonian or Cornwallian?
See, well, us from Yorkshire, we just go with what's ever the easiest. So we put jam on.
You see, I put jam on
because
first.
When you put your cream on, your jam doesn't have anything to stick to.
Jam is heavier than cream,
yeah, exactly.
And the cream doesn't give you the purchase.
So if you try to put jam on there, it just...
Thank you!
It's not like rocket science.
No, exactly. So if this were a scone, this charging post, what is the jam part and what is the cream
part?
Oh
my God, how can I relate to...
And what is the baked good?
How can I relate a charger to a scone? So I guess there's more to it than just jam and cream. It's a lot more. It's more like... I'm trying to think of a cake with a lot of ingredients.
Sprinkles.
got sprinkles on a scone.
Opera cake. That's got 27 layers.
Yes, we'll go with that then.
It's an opera cake.
It's layers.
It's layers.
And without, with a layer missing, it's just not the same, is it?
We've just made a spin-off show, the Great British Charge Off, and thank you so much.
Are you just driving around
star.
Hoping that you'll find people to talk to?
Yeah, pretty much.
So, I've got something else I wanted to show you.
Oh, yeah.
So, pretty cool feature in Genesis. It's not unique to the Genesis, but
yes.
I don't think you've seen it yet, so I thought I'd show it to you on this one.
Okay.
So, what I want you to imagine, obviously we're parked in a parking bay.
Yes.
But I want you to imagine you've come back to your car now from getting your coffee.
Yes.
And someone's parked really close to you. And you think, actually, how am I going to get into my car either without damaging my door or damaging the other person's door? The car will basically drive itself from the key without you being inside it.
What the heckingtons?
So there is no one in this car.
The car's moving on its own. It is. It's a ghost. It's a that is bizarre.
And then to put it back in the space, just press the back button.
I want to see if it straightens up for us.
It will not straighten up.
Okay.
It will just move forward and back.
There's a lot of meshing on the front. Not sure how I feel about that.
It's an electric thing, isn't it? It's conspicuously not letting air in because it doesn't need it because it doesn't get that hot, right?
So on the petrol or diesel version, that will be an actual grill.
Yeah.
And again, that's how you know that this was built from a petrol or diesel. This is a variant of a petrol or diesel car that's been turned to an EV because cars need a big grill there to obviously cool down the engine, whereas this doesn't. So what they've done here is obviously put a big mesh grill on here. But what they've also very nicely done, it's one of the things I love about Genesis the most, actually, is in terms of not just build quality, but how well they've actually integrated the charger. So your charging flap is actually here. Can you find it?
Listen, I don't know where my charging flap is at all. Oh no, Jars is leaping up and down. Have you seen it? Oh! That is like Alfred, the butler in Batman, isn't it, with the bookshelf? That's like a secret panel in the mesh. That's ludicrous. That is ludicrous. You'd never know it was there.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, I'm John Curtis.
And I'm Rachel Wolf. This week on Trendy, the monarchy. A year after the coronation, and as King Charles returns to work, what do we think of it? And how has that changed over time?
To listen to the episode, search for Trendy on Tortoise News wherever you get your podcasts, and follow the feed to make sure you don't miss an episode.
Noise is anxious.
Well, there are lots of options. Alvin, how do we change noise?
So...
Bloody hell. Oh, God.
That, do you see? I just needed to get into this lane to get off and...
Did you boost?
No, I just used my right foot. Amazing. So how do we change noise, Alvin?
So Mel, if you want to press the menu button, which is just above the big dial that you saw earlier.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, listen to that.
Oh, my goodness.
And then if you go down to the next one, that's e-motor, so that's like an electronic motor. Obviously, you won't hear it now because we're driving. We're not driving.
I used the left flipper for iPedal.
Oh, God blimey, you were off that light very quickly.
That's the point of it, Mel. That's the point of it.
I'm going to go to e-motor. Hang on, let's let the peelers go. Don't want to be messing with the feds.
Yeah, so those paddle flaps on... So normally on a petrol or diesel car, that will change your gear. In here, what it does is change your regenerative braking in the car. If you put it all the way up to max, it turns on what Genesis called the i-pedal, which is one pedal driving. So
Oh.
You can, basically, the car will bring you to a complete stop
If you take your foot off the accelerator, it will slow you down to a complete stop.
So it becomes accelerator and brake all in one?
Correct, yeah.
Drove one of those last episode. Really liked it. Really like that, the one pedal. So that's the engine noise, which is, it's all right. It's like you're watching F1 through the window of a shop. It's that kind of noise. Slightly distant, isn't it? Let's try e-motor.
Fortunately for my Heston on-ramp, I've got a van in front of me.
Oh, thank God. Oh. Just stay there, van, please.
Maybe I've had my fun. Alvin?
Yeah?
How big's the battery?
77 kilowatt-hour battery.
Which gives us range of?
So, WLTP 283. So, WLTP is the way that car manufacturers will test range in a car. It stands for Worldwide Light Harmonized Test Procedure. Again, I think we covered this in one of the previous episodes, very similar to like MPG and the way that they measure miles per gallon in a petrol diesel car.
I'm still listening, by the way. It's very interesting.
And so, real world range, which ultimately is what people want to know, it's between sort of like 215 to 230, depending on obviously weather conditions and how you drive.
That's not bad, is it?
It's not.
Similar to our Volvo, probably. Is that the same range?
Probably about the C40 you drove, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very similar. And again, for something this big, this will do 0 to 60 in 4.2 seconds.
Ruddy Ada.
And has a top speed of 146 miles an hour.
Oh,
wow. How long does it take from 20% to 80% to recharge this car at a Heston-style fast charger?
Well, I think he mentioned that the charge there was, 175 kilowatts, so you're probably talking about half an hour, 40 minutes. So, again, pretty much standard time that you'd normally get for...
That's lovely. You can catch an episode of The Archers, get a lovely coffee, and have a lovely chat with somebody. I think it's really... I love the whole charging thing. Yeah. I know it's been quite a big theme of this podcast that, you know, people are quite negative about it. I think we've got to turn that on its head.
I agree.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
I think it's totally civilised.
And you mentioned The Archers, but of course it goes with the new age of podcasts and entertainment on demand. You could get maybe a Bake Off, a Brooklyn Nine-Nine, a Parks and Rec, just whatever you want.
A White Lotus.
A White Lotus. Longer episodes for a longer charge.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How much do you reckon this car is?
I think it's going to be pretty ruddy pricey. I don't think it's as expensive as the first one we drove, which was the Audi e-tron.
GT,
thanks. It's got to be close to 100, this one, because of the white leather and all the snazzy doodads, and that thing that you can park by itself, and, you know, I'm going to say it's between 80 and 100.
Interesting. Giles, do you want to throw your guess in, or?
Yeah, 85.
So this car actually starts at £64,000, which I know is still expensive, Mel, but nowhere near your 100 grand mark.
Wow.
And this exact car that you're sitting in, this isn't standard. This does have some options on it. This one is just over 73,000.
It is an expensive car. Well, Mel, the time has come.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of this car in a word?
My one word review for this car is, no pun intended, Kardashian. It's a car and it does dash, doesn't it?
It does indeed.
It's Kardashian, it's kind of, it's very West Coast, it's very kind of high-end, the white leather, it's very showbiz, it's smooth, it's kind of, I don't know, you could just imagine somebody in enormous kind of Jackie O shades and beautifully highlighted hair just coming out of their yoga studio with a small dog, planting the small dog on the passenger seat and then, you know, going on to a lunch meeting or to an acrylic nail session. Is that what people do? I don't know. But
I think so. Yeah.
No, sorry, but the one word is Kardashian for me.
Well, I can't beat that for kind of a three-dimensional wordplay and for being... on the money. Mm. I think I go with all that. I think the only thing that I would try to add in to lace it with, like the fellow who does the salt on the steak.
Like it.
What's his name?
Salt Bae.
Salt Bae.
Miami Nice.
Oh, that's a two-word review.
Yeah, two-dimensional.
We'll put it into one.
Oh, I see, two words.
No,
yeah.
we'll put a dash in there. We'll do Miami Dash.
You nice. Allowed Flight Deck the other day.
Yeah.
Do you think that's... Anyway.
I think yeah. Miami Nice is fine. That's a great description. I'm going to ask ourselves all a question, guys.
Go on.
And I want the absolute honest answers. Would people be doing that special sign with their right hand as we went past? AKA, do we look like a bunch of plums? That's my only question.
No.
Sure?
I get a lot of looks in this car. One, because of the paint, it's obviously very different, so the matte paint.
Mm-hmm. Are people going to think we're plums?
No.
Do we look try hard?
I think they're wondering, what were you driving?
So I'm going to go with Alvin on a no for the extra reason that while you were saying that, we were passed by a white Range Rover, late model, right? The streets are already full of ridiculously huge, snazzy, expensive,
show-offy
cars.
Yeah.
And I think this would slide in under the radar despite the glowing gunmetal finish.
Okay.
I think the white leather does attract a kind of who you're trying to prove, trying to impress attention, but only from people who are taking the trouble to look in the window.
It's been a great, great adventure, guys. I've loved it every minute. Thank you for joining me on my electric adventure. New episodes are released every Thursday throughout the series. If you join Tortoise as a member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts, you get them a day early and can listen without the adverts. Thanks to Octopus Electric Vehicles for providing the cars, the expertise and the boffin in the back. Mel's Electric Adventure is a Tortoise production and the producer is Lewis Vickers.
Hello, I'm John Curtis.
And I'm Rachel Wolfe. This week on Trendy, the monarchy. A year after the coronation, and as King Charles returns to work, what do we think of it? And how has that changed over time?
To listen to the episode, search for Trendy on Tortoise News wherever you get your podcasts, and follow the feed to make sure you don't miss an episode.